what happened yesterday was a fraud attempt focused on debit cards, where some bad actor got a partial number from a place like the dark web and then attempted to run charges under a major merchant's name using sequential numbers from the first number. This is a difficult and generally ineffective process, as they were guessing a card number but also have to guess expiration dates and often the security number, the CVC number on the back. The bank uses complex systems to monitor and identify fraud, and the fraud detection system worked yesterday. This attempt to make charges was quickly identified, and several customer cards were frozen, so no action was possible, and in this case, our systems worked. Unfortunately, the automated fraud calls from our security systems may sound like phishing calls that know your information. Ideally, we would like to have local staff fielding the calls, but that's not possible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this happened on Sunday afternoon.
So as Brooke said, our systems worked, and banks spend a lot of time speaking on behalf of banks generally and credit unions, but our systems work. We're spending a lot of time monitoring for fraud, and there is a lot of fraud. I know in 2017, around $4 trillion happened in internet identity security fraud. So we're spending our time, great amount of resources and efforts to make sure this doesn't happen. But there's a lot of bad actors out there. And I'm sitting here across from the greatest sportsman in the world, Dal. But you got to think about this as running a game here. So the bank is running defense for you. We've got systems in place. We are monitoring. We're ready to shut down. We're ready to contact you. We're ready to do whatever we can to protect you. But you cannot win a game by playing only defense. The customers, you. Play the offense. What we'd look on banks everywhere, we have apps such as ours is Card Valet. But in that app, you can control your debit card. I can guarantee you right now, my debit card is turned off. When I go make a charge, I use my Face ID, turn on the debit card, make the charge, turn it off. It removes it from the world. What a beautiful way to protect yourself. I have my debit card set up on text. Anytime a charge happens on my debit card, I get a text. I don't have to wait for a security system. I know exactly what's charging. And it's beautiful because if my wife makes a charge, I get a text.
Or vice versa, right?
Vice versa. Yeah, I know what Eileen. It makes you be really careful in what you spend. That's true. Eileen monitors too well. And then make sure your phone numbers are current with the bank. When you're in the bank, any bank, just say, hey, what phone numbers do you have for me? What cell phone number do you have for me? Because if this happens, we want to have the latest, best information. When you change your cell phone number or you get a new phone number, let the bank know so we can notify you quickly. And the other thing I'd say is monitor your accounts online. Everybody has online apps, so you can see what charges are going through, what charges have been made. And then finally, guys, this is a real game. There are bad actors out there. Set yourself up with credit report monitoring. I know we offer identity protection. All banks do. Ours is Kasasa Protect. There's LifeLock. Honestly, it is not a bad thing just so you know what's happening out in the world and who's trying to get at you. But honestly, our systems worked. We shut it down, and now we'll be reissuing new debit cards for those who they guessed the right number for. But please, be proactive. And join the game, and let's run offense and defense and show these criminals the end of the world. Thank you.
So just to reiterate, everything worked. Nobody lost their money yesterday.
No.
In this attempt.
No.
All right. Perfect. Okay. Thanks so much for coming in to the both of you.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Again, that's Brooke Merritt and Rod Jensen with the Bank of Star Valley. It's all part of the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network.